This is Cover 2, a podcast on the Cleveland Browns.
Hicks, Browns are going to win.
Mayfield, end zone, Landry, touchdown.
With Dan Kadar and Browns beat writer Nate Ulrich of the Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com. With Steve Dorshuk from the Canton Repository.
It's intercepted. Picked off by Denzel Ward.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
Ready, Browns fans. Now, Cover 2, a podcast on the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, this is Browns beat writer Nate Ulrich, alongside Marla Reitenauer and Steve Dorshuk. We're here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns just beat the Steelers 21-7. Huge win. The Browns stacked wins for the first time this season, but unfortunately, it's all about the brawl at the end of the game that overshadowed a really big win with the Browns, you know, got with their backs against the wall to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Everybody is talking about Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph, and Myles Garrett hitting Mason Rudolph in the head with Mason Rudolph's helmet. And that was basically, you know, Freddie Kitchens' entire postgame news conference. That was what all the players talked about. That was... It took over everything, and it's really hard for me to even describe it because it's so crazy. Marla, what was your first takeaway about what you saw?
Well, I just couldn't believe that he swung the helmet. I mean, I've seen brawls. I mean, I thought Bounty Gate was bad, but this, I've never seen anything to a level of a fight during a game. And basically any sport. I mean, the only other thing I can see that compares was I saw a women's college basketball coach attack a referee one time, which is very bizarre. But I mean, this ranks right up. This is gonna be talked about for decades. And I'm still a little bit stunned just because of the Myles Garrett's personality off the field. I mean, I know he's had a lot of penalties and had some issues this early in the season, but it's still stunning just the level it escalated to.
Yeah, he's a self-proclaimed pacifist. I've talked to him about this. He won't kill a bug. I mean, this is what he lives by. But you saw him erupt in sheer violence. And, you know, replays show that Mason Rudolph, after Garrett took him down on a quarterback hit, Mason Rudolph tried to rip off Garrett's helmet. It looked like a foot to the crotch was involved as Garrett was standing, whether it was a full kick or a push with the foot. You know, you got to look at the replay. It's a Zapruder film of sorts. But the bottom line is Garrett completely lost control, and Baker Mayfield called it inexcusable. Freddie Kitchens said he was embarrassed. Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. said it felt like they lost the game because of this incident. Steve, I know we all have a little bit different takes on it. Let us in your brain.
Well, along the lines of what Mayfield said after the game, I'm still there a good half hour after we talked to Baker. But Mayfield said that the whole scene that unfolded where I'm pointing right now, right down there by the end zone, left him in disbelief. He was watching in disbelief, and I guess I was partly there watching in disbelief, and I still am in disbelief because it's such a shame that a fan base as starved as the one here gets something to sink its teeth into and still... There will wind up to be things to enjoy about this game, but also now has to live with this. But Marla, in terms of ever seeing anything like this, I have seen something like this, very much like this, and it happened a long time ago. I won't tell you how long ago I was in high school, but it happened in high school, and it's something that everybody from both communities still remembers all these years later and still talks about these years later, and this is going to follow Myles Garrett. What happened was there was a basketball game between my alma mater, Canton South, and Maslin, and it was a good, tight game, and at the end it got rough, and the punches were thrown. There were a couple of twins, tall twins, who played for Canton South, who got attacked by some Maslin guys and got punched, and it was just one of those things that you watch and you can't believe you're seeing it, but it happened. And we remembered all these years later, the repercussions were that these decades later, the schools never played again in basketball. They haven't played to this day. But the moral of the story being that this is going to follow Myles for a long time.
Yeah, it will. And the Browns and Steelers play again in 17 days. So this is going to be hanging over both teams, and we're going to be talking about it a lot. They play again December 1st in Pittsburgh. One thing that I want to say is we don't know right now what the discipline is going to be, but we know common sense tells us that he will be suspended. Everybody to a man who we talked to with the Browns said they fully expect him to be suspended. And that really hurts because he's one of their best players and they just won consecutive games. They have their backs against the wall. They need to go on this run to achieve their goals. And it's going to be more difficult because Myles Garrett isn't going to be there for part of it. Who knows? Maybe all of it. We'll see. Anything you guys want to add to wrap up on this? Because it's early in the morning. We've got a lot of stories to write. But anything you guys want to add before we sign off?
Yeah, just quickly, put yourself in the position of being on the Browns team, and all the people who paid big money to be in this stadium tonight would gladly put themselves in this position and do. And that is, okay, it happened. You know, what are we going to do? Go into a fetal position and just feel sorry for ourselves and everything's over now? No. There's serious work that has to be done right now to pick up the pieces, yeah. And whether they can be picked up or not, I don't know. I think they can. If I would insert myself into this team, having been on various teams over the years and back in the day, no, you don't let this defeat you or end your goal process and all that. But they have to pick up the pieces, and I think that's what they're going to try to do. The big issue will become not the whole social aspect of it, but the technical aspect of how you go on without your best defensive player.
Yeah, and Olivier Vernon missed his second consecutive game with a knee injury, so you're thin at defensive end, defensive line. Marla, anything?
I just want to say a quick thing about this is really going to test the leadership, Freddie Kitchen's leadership, the players, the captains. I mean, we're going to see really how tight, how strong, how together these guys are, because this is going to be a big-time crisis. They are going to be criticized from every angle, their whole, you know, characters are going to be called into question. And we're just going to see how tough they are and how strong they are.
All right, guys, we'll be covering it every step of the way, and there will be many steps as a result of this incident. Thanks a lot.